Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said this to him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
If you'll notice, our eighth graders are not with us today because they have an important day. They're on retreat today as they prepare for their graduation a week from today. And on Tuesday, they get to go to Disneyland. And for the first time, I actually get to go as pastor. And I know I've told you this before, but I used to work for Disney. And as much as I love going on the attractions, the rides, my favorite part about Disneyland is the snacks, right? I really, really enjoy eating the different stuff at Disney throughout the day. And when we eat together, that's often some of the best memories that we have, do we not? And we think about food and how it brings us together, and that's what we do when we're at Mass every single time, when we eat the Eucharist. And Jesus tells us today that we can say that we love him, but we actually need to put that into action. So when we say that we love people, Jesus says, go out and feed them. So what does that mean? That means to go out and help each other. That's what our gospel's reminding us to do this morning. That to be a disciple of Jesus means to put our faith into action. So boys and girls, we only have 2 more weeks of school. Thanks be to God, right? And in those final 2 weeks, I want us to live out this gospel, to put our faith into action and to help those around us who need us the most. So let's just bow our heads right now and let's think of one person in our class. And for us adults, we could think of a family or a friend, but one person in our class that really needs our help right now. Maybe you're gonna be kinder to them, you're gonna help them with work, whatever it is. But who in your class needs your help, and how are you going to help them?